It's the darkest and stormiest night Father Andrew has seen in weeks. His head hangs in prayer, his strong black hands clutched together, a black rosary and crucifix dangling from them, his back muscles flexed beneath his dark religious garb. The candlelight flickers across its handsome face, his full lips moving and reciting God's grace, as he prays his final prayer before going to bed above the church. He wonders if the rain is not a sign of God. A storm can symbolize many things: wrath, rebirth, cleansing, catharsis. His first month as an ordained priest has been going as well as he could hope. The parish seems to have taken to him warmly, but something feels amiss. He feels there must be a test looming ever nearer. His collar itches, as if it might be just around the corner.
A gust of wind blows the front doors open. Doors Father Andrew was sure he secured, but he stops his prayer nonetheless. He rises to his feet and moves to push the doors shut. The wind is a howling gale now, fighting him back. He puts his strength into it and manages to bar the doors shut. He exhales deeply, turning to ascend to his quarters when he hears a desperate rapping and scratching at the door.
He lifts the wooden barrier, securing the door, and a woman shivering and dripping with rainwater pushes inside the church. He immediately averts his eyes as her thin dress clings tightly to her small frame, leaving little to the imagination. He bolts the doors behind her.
The woman nods. Father Andrew procures a woolen blanket from beside the door and wraps the woman in it, more for his sake than hers. She's grateful for the warmth, looking up into his eyes.
The way she says those words feels different. Father Andrew can't quite put his finger on why. She likes how it feels coming off her tongue. She bites her lip, as if tasting her own words. She pulls the blanket around her, and it falls past her shoulders, revealing her décolletage. He can see the goosebumps from the cold, pricking along her collarbones and across her bosom. The black linen bodice she wears is tightly bound, laced in the front, begging the father's eyes to linger a second longer, but he looks away, fingering the black rosary in his pocket.
She follows him into a pew, waiting. He is taken aback. Does this woman not know how to pray? Who has he invited for safekeeping inside his church? But he couldn't turn her away in a storm like this. He must teach her if she is willing to learn.
They kneel together, side by side. He takes his hands together, bringing his rosary still interlaced in his fingers. He bows his head, closing his eyes. He feels her touch on his hands, like a gentle breeze across his knuckles. She's fingering his rosary.
He nods and slips it from between his fingers into her own. She wraps it around her knuckles like he had it. He moves her hand and clasps it together with her other hand in prayer. Then he bows his head and waits until she does the same.
He opens his eyes and finds her smiling at him. He feels himself blush under her gaze. He stands awkwardly fast, so does she. He grimaces and they shuffle out of the pew. She fingers the rosary and looks up at the vaulted ceiling. She's never seen anything so beautiful as these stained glass windows, having never been to church before. She beams and brings her gaze back down. He reveres her childlike wonder, what he would do to experience finding God all over again.
She points at the confessional. Father leads the way and she trails behind, dripping as she goes. He's forgotten all about the storm raging outside as they stand before the confessional.
Before he can say another word, she steps into one side of the confessional, drawing the curtain with a coy look. He hesitates, something holding him back, but he steps in and draws the curtain.
He pulls the lattice back. He can see her lips, parted and ready. He sits up and can see her exposed chest once more. He sees his rosary now hangs around her neck, the black cross sitting between her cleavage. It rises and falls with her breaths, hypnotically.
His mouth feels dry. He feels something unholy growing beneath his cloth, growing harder and harder as he listens to her breathe. This must be his test. He is sure of it. He composes his thoughts.
He straightens up. What a rarity. A true possession is something he's only ever heard of. He must be sure before he settles on a plan of action.
He watches as she unlaces her bodice, her fingers nimble, her breasts fall out, exposing herself to the priest. He looks upon them. He is not afraid of the devil. She brings the rosary beads to her mouth, sucking on them. He watches as she takes the wet beads from around her neck and brings them across her hard nipples, pinching them as she goes, then across her abdomen. Finally, she drags the rosary between her legs, rubbing the beads on her exposed, unholy flesh. She takes the cross on the rosary to her mouth, watching him as she sucks it, then brings it inside of her, riding the crucifix as if it were nothing but a toy. She moans at this action, bringing her excruciating pain and pleasure. Her body feels on fire. Her eyes are wide, begging Father Andrew with all her might as she grinds against his rosary.
He procures a vial of holy water from his inner robe and stands, pushing the curtain aside and opening the curtain to expose the woman. She is exposed, her legs spread, her chest bare, the rosary beads between her legs. He throws the holy water on her.
She moans, her back arching, her eyes are wild. He's going to have to exercise her all night long, hard and rough if he has to. He looks above for guidance, and he feels his priesthood grow harder beneath his robes. He knows what he must do. He must deliver her from the evil between her legs and fill her with his Holy Spirit. He takes her shaking hand and places it on his throbbing erection.
She strips down his black trousers, freeing his holy erection and stroking it in her hands. Her eyes are wide. She acts as his vessel for God and all that is good as he seeks to free her from the evil compelling her infernal desires.
She sinks to her knees, her mouth open and tongue out, ready for his sacrament. He plows himself deep into her mouth and he feels heaven on her tongue. He pulls out, stroking her head and turning her around as he slides his cock into her. Her body is shaking as she takes him inside her. She feels the devil's work quiet within as he fucks her from behind.
He fucks her harder, and she begins to moan as the devil exits her, and his holiness fills her deepest, darkest parts. Their bodies quake as the ritual begins to work. It's a miracle.
He He pulls the rosary, hanging around her neck, choking her gently as he prays the rosary while fucking her pussy. He exorcises the darkness from deep within her and fills her with his light.